Well, many of you are familiar, I'm sure, with the issue around the Cape Town Tavern, Hank's Old Irish Pub. You might have heard Bongani Bingwa chatting to Thabiso Danka, a young man who went to the bar and was told, allegedly by a bouncer at the pub, that he couldn't come in unless he was accompanied by a white person. And his friend Christopher Logan was on with Bongani as well, talking about that experience. You can go to 702.co.za to hear those interviews. The question I suppose we're going to engage on with our next guest is, these issues happen, not all of them make it into the public realm, but when they do, there is a bright media spotlight, there is talk of action, there are sometimes protests outside various establishments, and then somehow the story moves on and we as the media put our hand up and say we don't always follow these things right through to the end. But we welcome now to 702 Drive, Andre Gaum, South African Human Rights Commission Commissioner. Mr. Gaum, welcome and thanks very much for giving us your time. Do you have a sense as to whether the people involved in these issues, the establishment, be they hotels or Airbnbs or whatever they might be, because it doesn't just come up in regard to restaurants where this question of racial discrimination is raised. Are there consequences? Is there genuine follow-through as far as you know?
Yes, good afternoon and good afternoon to the listeners as well. Yes, there are indeed consequences. The commission is, for example, looking into this particular matter, assessing the facts and trying to establish the facts. And based on that, we will take a decision either to go to the Equality Court or to investigate the matter ourselves. And in both instances, there are consequences for taking the matter to the Equality Court. For example, the commission would typically ask relief such as the payment of damages, in some instances up to as much as 500,000 rand. And also then, in addition to that, we sometimes ask, depending on the circumstances of each case, but ask the court to order, for example, community service for those involved, as well as diversity and sensitivity training. There are various options in terms of the kinds of remedies provided for in the Equality Act.
So there are people saying that the best way to deal with establishments like that is for them to lose their trading license. Does the HRC have a view on that as a suitable punishment or not?
Yeah, we haven't really, asked for that kind of relief from a court, for example, up to this point. But there is always that possibility. I think the Equality Act is maybe broad enough for those purposes. But we also, attempt in a sense to act in a corrective way in the first instance, and therefore to see what corrective measures can be taken by means of relief in the Equality Court or by us directing ourselves in the cases that we do. Investigations, because whilst on the one hand it is very important that people are prohibited from acting like this in future again, like for example taking away their licenses and so on, the more corrective kind of approach is maybe preferred sometimes by the Commission from a social cohesion and nation building perspective. Because we are also obliged by the Constitution to foster a culture of human rights.
That's you very much expressing, Mr. Gaum, your mandate and the role that you believe the HRC, well, not that you believe, but presumably everybody working there believes in. However, would you expect that organizations that are involved in the hospitality business in general should be more active, and if they are more active, that maybe some of those tougher sanctions should be what they pursue, that in fact they shouldn't be defending the right to own a hospitality license of whatever kind for people who conduct themselves in this way?
Yes, no, absolutely. That would make a huge difference, and therefore it's also important for institutions such as the Human Rights Commission to engage those people who are responsible for giving out licenses and so on. That is quite important. But it is also very important that the Commission calls out instances of this nature so that, you know, it can be an example to the public at large as to what is acceptable and what simply amounts to unfair discrimination. Differentiation?
Yes. No. I just wanted to come in with this question, if I may. Apologies for cutting across you. I mean, are you not concerned that whereas your intention is to move people in the right direction and through those actions move the society in general to a much more conciliatory and reconciled one, that for those people they think, sure, I got a kind of slap on the wrist and I had to go and do some diversity training, but I'm back in business. And, you know, whereas your intention might be good, they might be smiling behind their hands at you. Do you ever worry about that?
There's also always that danger, of course. One would like to think that when something like that happens to a business, it's taken to the Equality Court, for example, slammed with the damages of, let's say, R500,000 and so on, that it would make some kind of an impact on their future conduct. Obviously, we also see situations where people and institutions transgress again. And in those instances, from our side, our actions are also harsher than maybe in the first instance.
Thanks very much, Andre Gaum, South African Human Rights Commission Commissioner, joining us here on 702 Drive. I must admit, I do not know much about the world of licensing. I assume a license to serve liquor is something that the government issues. Do the hospitality bodies, the umbrella bodies, involved most broadly in the entertainment business? And by that, I mean restaurants, nightclubs, places where people go to listen to music, bars, and those kind of things on the one hand, and then hotels, bed and breakfast places, and so on. Do they have a say in this? Is there something that they could and should be doing in these matters? Give me your thoughts, and if you work in that space particularly, give me your thoughts, please, on 072-702-1702. It's 3:30.